Unit 96, Ballooning, Transportation or Competition. From earliest times, human beings have been looked to the sky and wished to soar through it like the birds. Pioneer airmen Wilbur and Orville Wright launched the modern aviation age with their motor-powered plane in 1903. But some 140 years earlier, daredevils had begun leaving the earth via balloons, in an alternate version of flying that still persists today. The first manned balloon took to the sky in France in 1783, after its inventors had safely tested their device with the sheep, rooster, and duck as passengers. Though that hot air-filled balloon remained aloft only 20 minutes and traveled a mere 5 miles, within 2 years balloonists had traversed the 30-mile-wide English Channel. In 1793, the first balloon went up in America, a hydrogen-filled device whose takeoff was observed by George Washington himself. Once airplanes had replaced balloons as the principal means of air transportation, balloonists concentrated on setting height, distance, and duration records. In the 1970s and 1980s, several transoceanic records. In the 1970s and 1980s, several transoceanic records were set and broken. These feats were made possible because of new techniques for keeping balloons, now generally helium-filled, at steady temperatures. But circumnavigating the globe remained the final elusive target until March 1999. After a 19-day flight, Bertrand Piccard of Switzerland and Brian Jones of England landed in Egypt, having flown 29,056 miles to circle the globe. At times, they flew at more than 36,000 feet and over 114 miles per hour.